In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's an epistle reading this morning, or should I say this morning's epistle reading, that I think is particularly appropriate for the state of the world, specifically for the state of America. And I always try just to check the headlines very quickly in the morning before I leave for church and to make sure nothing calamitous has happened. But there was, in fact, a headline this morning about a riot between protesters and counter-protesters in Portland, I guess, yesterday. But this is this morning's epistle. We've heard it many times, but it's so beautiful, it has to be reread. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And it's interesting, if we think about America in 2018, it's a country so rich and so blessed. The liberties that we have, the affluence, it is amazing. But it does seem to be, in many ways, a country that, at least in some ways, is lacking in love. And the beautiful thing about being an Orthodox Christian is I can stand here with absolute certainty and total conviction and say that if we could teach people the beauty of Orthodox theology, it would do away with so many of the dissensions that we find ourselves facing, because they are dissensions based in simplistic thinking and objectification of human beings. And I'll explain that in just one second. But it is important to remember that we have a divine call as Christians, specifically as Orthodox Christians, to share our faith. This is something we talked about extensively at our most recent parish council meeting, and it was a joy to hear lots of people understanding that we have this great treasure that the world needs to hear about. And I would submit as we go forward for the rest of the sermon that we listen carefully, because if we could teach the world to act as Orthodox do, it would be, to say the least, a better place. You've heard me say before that to be Orthodox means to embrace paradoxical thinking. That means that we hold up two truths, sometimes even more than two truths, but two truths that seem to contradict each other. And our whole religion is really based on paradoxical thinking. We have one God in three persons. If you actually think about what that means, you can't really understand it. We have a God who is incarnate, fully God and fully man, Jesus. Not half God, not half man, not all God, but and all man except the man. He only has a divine will. None of that, fully God and fully man. We have an entire faith that if you dig deeper and deeper and deeper, you find that it's all based on paradox. You have to understand that there are multiple truths that have to be held in tension with each other if you're going to live as an Orthodox Christian. And that's hard to do, but that's what we do. And it's particularly as adult, mature Christians, because our minds are capable of handling this concept of paradox. And the paradox is something that's really missing from the world. I think it's been missing from the world forever, but you really see it today. And if you want to punish yourself, just turn on one of the evening talk shows on TV where they have people screaming at each other. Now, I know they do that for entertainment and to gain ratings. I know all that. But it's amazing to witness people who are otherwise intelligent who can't understand that there are multiple truths that need to be embraced. Now, I realize that doesn't sell commercial time, but it would make the world so much easier if we could understand. And I don't want to talk politics at all, but we all are familiar with what's going on in America. that we are a country of compassion and love, and we're a country of laws. Those are two truths, and we have to hold them up together. As Orthodox, that makes sense to us. Paradox defines who we are, but somehow the average American, even Americans who claim to be intelligent, can't understand that paradoxical thinking is the way to truth. Orthodox uphold the value of the heart, emotions, feelings, and the mind, the intellect. And so many people today, and I think throughout the world, but certainly in our national debates, they base their debates completely on emotions without thinking through those emotions, or completely on intellect without thinking about the consequences of what their thoughts might bring down on other people. But we don't live that way. We have a heart and we have a mind. And the mind informs the heart, and it's with the heart that we know one another. It's with the heart that we know God. And if as Orthodox Christians we could remind people of that reality, I know this would be a world filled with much more peace. Imagine a world where every human being was committed to both being in touch with his or her emotions and to using his or her mind. And then in Orthodox Christianity, there is this absolute affirmation that every human being is of immeasurable worth. Every human being, without exception, because that human being was made in God's image and likeness. And once we understand that every human being is of immeasurable worth, then we should be compelled to want to get to know that person and to not objectify this person. And this is one of the things that colors our national debate so horribly, is the objectification of people, labeling of them, especially people who disagree with us. And of course, we know that you have to label someone, you have to objectify that person in order to really hate them, in order to really do wrong by them, because if we get to know someone, if we spend time with them, then we might disagree, but at the end we realize that they're like us, flesh and blood. But unfortunately, we live in a country where people are objectified. It doesn't matter who we're talking about. We objectify political enemies, we objectify law enforcement, we objectify people trying to get into this country, we objectify everybody instead of saying we're all human beings. Can't we first get to understand that and know each other and love each other? Now, this is, of course, 4th of July weekend, and it's valuable, essential, really, that we understand our history as Americans. But I would say to us Orthodox Christians, it is essential, if we look at the state of our country, that we embrace who we are as Orthodox Christians and how it is 2,000 years of tradition has informed us to shape our decision-making process and to view the world. And it's a beautiful view of the world. It's a view of the world that can and should be shared with everyone. It's a view of the world that says this: embrace the contradictions of life. Live within that tension. Work hard to endure how intellectually difficult it is to have multiple truths that occur at the same time, but do it. Exhaust yourself. Exert the energy. Embrace paradox. Think with your mind, feel with your heart, and do the two together. Let the mind inform the heart. We are human beings. Human beings whose humanity depends on our emotions and whose survival depends on our intellect. And value each human being as being somebody of immeasurable worth. And that we should bear witness to the world that objectifying others has no place. Has no place anytime and anywhere in the world, but especially in America of the 21st century. So this weekend, celebrate independence, celebrate our orthodoxy. And as we do so, please realize that we have something very special to share with our countrymen and to teach our country. And it's what we Orthodox know very well. Our gift to share with our countrymen is what? It's love for America.